Welcome to day 211. We are up to Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. I do apologize for not posting them on Erev Shabbos, like I generally prefer to do. Mishnah Dalet is going to introduce us to a new halacha, but I said introduce and new with air quotes, you couldn't see, because the truth is we've seen this halacha before. It's been the assumption, the foundation of previous Mishnayos, but as we know, this is the way of the Mishnah. The Mishnah will often first teach us halachos that are implicitly there, they should be known implicitly, and then only later will the Mishnah teach it explicitly. So says Mishnah Dalet, again, we'll already be familiar with this, Gedulei Truma, Truma, that which grows from truma seeds that were planted, must be treated like truma. Now, as we've seen before, that is only midirabanan, that is only rabbinic. From the Torah's perspective, that which grows from it is still considered is considered chulin, non-truma. But Chazal say, no, it's a kenas, it's a penalty. You should not have planted those truma seeds. You should have eaten them, or drunk them, or anointed with them, but you didn't do that. You did something that you should not have done. You planted the truma seeds, and therefore, as a kenas, as a penalty, you have to treat that which grows from it as truma. There are other reasons offered as well for that rabbinic halacha, but that is the most basic explanation. But the gedule gedulin chulin. But that which grows from that which grew is considered chulin. Meaning when you planted that truma seed, that which grows from it needs to be treated like truma. But then if you planted that which grows from it, that second generation will not be considered truma, it'll be considered chulin. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us that even though this halacha is true by truma, that which grows from truma that was planted retains that status of truma, that is really a localized halacha, that is specifically by truma, it does not apply to other sorts of produce that have different statuses in halacha. So says the Mishnah, aval ha-tevel, tevel which is untithed produce, if you plant that, u-maiser rishon, or if you plant maiser, that's the gift to the Levi, u-sfichei shvi'is, that is that which grows on its own during shvi'is, which you're not allowed to eat, u-trumas chutz la'aretz, or truma that is from fruit, that's rabbinic, from produce that was from outside the land of Israel, v'hameduma, or a mixture of truma, if you have a bunch of chulin, but that truma falls into it and it's not enough to nullify it, so the entire mixture needs to be treated like truma. V'abikurim, or if you plant the seeds of, or if you plant the part of bikurim, the first fruits, in all of those cases, gedulehen chulin, that which grows from them would not retain the status of that which was planted. The bikurim becomes chulin, and the truma, schutz la'aretz, becomes chulin. And the different explanations are offered, but each one, it seems that these are not very common cases. Chazal only decree things in very common cases. Truma is very common, because every produce, you need to remove a truma from it. Question of why Maaser Rishon perhaps doesn't apply, why that's different. But in all these other cases, we find that it's not very common for people to plant these other sorts of produce, and therefore that which grows from it is not included in the takana, that it should retain the original status, so that which grows would be considered chulin. Regardless of the reason, that's what the Mishnah says, it seems to be very specific to truma. Now, gedulei hektish and maaser sheni, if you planted something that was dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, or maaser sheni, which generally needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, chulin, that which grows from it is chulin, but you still need to redeem it. Rabbinically, you still need to redeem it. Ufode osan bezman zaram, but you can go by the price of that which it was worth when you planted it. So imagine if you planted the Maaser Sheni and you planted $5 worth of Maaser Sheni and then it grew, the amount that you'd have to, that which grows is chulin, but you still have to be potet, you go by the $5 per diem, whatever the amount was, of when it grew, even though there might have been inflation, now it's worth $7 a pop, or whatever it is. You go by the original cost. That, because again, it's the Rabbanan, so we're lenient. That is Mishnah Dalet. Says Mishnah Hey, Mea Ligina Shal Truma V'Acha Shachun. Imagine you have a 100 rows of truma, planted truma produce, and one row of chulin. 100 of truma and one of chulin. Says the Mishnah, Kulan Mutarin, all of them are allowed. That's a pretty big deal. I mean, you have 100 rows of truma and one is chulin, and you're not sure. That's the key here. Sorry, I didn't say that. You're not sure which one is the chulin one. So you'd say, well, of course you can't eat any of the rows, meaning a non-Kohen can't eat any of the rows because there are 100 rows of truma. That's not going to be mevatel, the one of it might be mevatel. It's just so much truma. So of course you would say that all of them need to be treated like truma. But says the Mishnah, no, kulan mutarin. All of them, all 100 rows of truma plus the row of chulin can be treated like chulin. Why? Because it was already rabbinic. The fact that you treat that which grows from truma like truma was only rabbinic to begin with. And therefore, they were lenient when it came to any sort of mixture. Even if you're not, you have 100 rows of truma and one piece of chulin falls in, or you it's not falls in. You have one row of chulin, you're not sure which one it is. You can assume all of them are chulin because to begin with, treating the truma that grows from it as truma is only rabbinic to begin with. And therefore, we're very makil. If there's any doubt that this is not really even the truma seeds to begin with, then you don't have to treat it like truma. But that is only true, but davar shezaro kala, that is only true for something whose seed will eventually be, will rot in the ground, wheat, barley, whatever it is, the seed rots on the ground and then it grows, once it grows new, I don't know exactly what the point in the process is, but the original seed eventually rots on the ground, and therefore since it rots on the ground, it's not even considered truma anymore, so that which grows from it, even though we were supposed to treat it like truma, it can certainly be more lenient when there's this sort of doubt, because chulin, there's a real chulin. Aval, whatever she'en zarakala, but something which the seed does not disintegrate, like an onion, for example, where the bulb actually expands on the ground and that original onion continues to be there even as it grows into other onions, then afilu meya shel chulin ba'achas truma, then the opposite is true. Even if you have 100 rows of chulin and one row of truma, kulan asurim, all of them are asur, meaning that's even stricter than a general meduma case. Usually, if you have 100 pieces of chulin to one piece of truma, then it is mevatel, it's nullified. But in this case, no, we actually say that the decree that which grows from truma is so strong, when the original bulb still remains under the ground, then the original truma is still there. And therefore, we are not mevatel it even in a mixture of 100 to 1. Kulan asurim, all of them need to be treated like truma if it's something whose seed does not rot, but actually stays rooted in the ground. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue the Mishnah Vav tomorrow.